Dear Islam brothers, it is an immense favor of Allah Azza wa Jal that He made us among the Ummah of His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam and blessed us with the treasure of Islam. There is no doubt in the fact that there is a great fortune that Alhamdulillah we are Muslims. However, alongside this, it is also a matter of great concern that none of us has a surety that whether we will stay Muslims until our last breath. The way many non-Muslims fortunately embrace Islam, similarly, it is mazallah proven for many unfortunate Muslims to have left the folds of Islam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also stated the following, that the children of Adam have been created in different groups. Among them, some were born as believers, lived as believers, and passed away as believers. Some were born as a non-Muslims, lived as a non-Muslims, and also passed as a non-believers. Some were born as a believers, lived as a believers, but passed away on disbelief. And some were born as a non-Muslims, lived as a non-Muslims, and passed away as believers. So dear Islam brothers, what is a true success? True success is that Alhamdulillah, we're born as the Muslims, we are a Muslims, so we live a life as a Muslim, and also when our last breath comes, when we die, when we pass away from this world, we also die as the Muslims. So what should we do to protect our faith? Continue to pay gratitude to Allah Almighty upon receiving the treasure of faith. Keep supplicating, keep making dua to remain steadfast upon faith throughout our life. Acquire Islamic knowledge, especially for the protection and the strengthen of our faith. In order to protect your faith, avoid loose and rough usage of tongue and utilize it for zikr and reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect your faith from every possibility of disbelief. Save yourself from all the matters that can lead to the destruction of faith. To remain steadfast upon faith until your last breath, offer salah, fast, and abide by the Sharia steadfastly. Keep performing the actions that please Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in order to attain steadfastness upon faith. For steadfastness upon faith, refrain from the acts that displease Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala sallam at all times. So dear Islam brothers, we should be worried about our faith. We should learn the Islamic knowledge so we can act in this world the way the Muslims should act, and also we can save our faith. And when the last breath comes, we also should be supplicating on the court of Allah Almighty. He saves our iman. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.